Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, I'm going to start with a really unfortunate, terrible story. The wife, and you may have seen this, wife and child of a British scientist have been left critically injured after they were attacked by a giraffe
yeah.
at a wildlife reserve
oh, wow.
this in is... South Africa. Mm.
There was a guy, you remember, you reported about a month ago who was killed when the giraffe reared back and, you know, the way they attack and killed this guy. So, this is another giraffe attack.
Katie Williams, a 35-year-old American, and her 3-year-old son, Finn, are in critical but stable condition. An operation was performed on the boy. He's 3 years old on Aww. Finn during the early hours of Tuesday to release pressure on his brain caused by injury sustained in the incident. He might have brain damage after this. The family were attacked Monday by a female giraffe 150 meters from their home in the country's northeast. Sam Williams, the scientist, was returning from a trail run on the estate when he found his wife and son being trampled by the giraffe. He was able to intervene and chase the giraffe away. The giraffe in question had a 2-month-old calf, which could have had an influence on her behavior.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, they were walking?
They were just outside their house. He was out doing a trail run.
They believe that they might have surprised the mother, and the mother attacked trying to defend the
Yeah,
cat.
Williams described the attack as an unfortunate act of nature.
Oh. You need to be careful. It doesn't matter what animal it is, but if it's a mom with the calf, like yeah. you really do need to be careful. I was hiking in New Hampshire in August, and we came across a moose.
Yeah.
A moose calf and her little baby, and... You know, you want to go and get, like, these pictures.
Oh, they're adorable.
My cousin kept getting closer and closer. I'm like, Bob, don't
yeah.
do that.
A moose will yes. kick your friggin' head
yes,
off.
Yes, they will.
Well, my brother did.
Without a calf or whatever a moose baby's called.
Yeah, the calf is yeah. the baby.
My brother did go to South Africa this summer, and he said there are giraffe everywhere. Like, that was the one animal that they just saw tons of.
Wow. So the giraffe, he saw the giraffe and trampling his wife. And
Jesus.
So they're working on him. So hopefully they're going to be recovering from that. A man faked his own kidnapping and demanded $80 in ransom money from his terrified pregnant girlfriend so he could go drinking with his mates.
He faked his own kidnapping so yeah. he could go drinking?
The guy's name is Lee Ford, staged a series of frantic phone calls to his wife, Zoe, claiming his kidnappers would break his legs, cut off his genitals, and throw boiling water over him.
If you want to see me, I mean him, alive.
The alleged kidnap sparked a major 24-hour police operation costing $30,000 that eventually saw Ford's claims to fall to pieces after footage showed him leaving a shop with two friends carrying some booze. But incredibly, Zoe has forgiven him for the cruel hoax that saw him jailed for 16 weeks in February and missed the birth of their child. The 35-year-old at first said, at first, I just thought he was winding me up, but he sounded really scared. The phone went dead, and it rang again. I could hear men shouting in the background, threatening to break his legs and throw boiling water on him. They were threatening to mutilate him, cut off his genitals, and I was panic-stricken. She was 35 weeks pregnant at the time. She said he was screaming, begging me to pay their ransom, and I told him I could send them everything I had in the bank over to the account they gave me. So she transferred $80, which was all she had. I believe, actually, they were boyfriend-girlfriend, not husband and wife.
You know he's going to be a great dad.
So they called the police, and a helicopter went looking for him with a negotiator, and they ended up finding that it was a bunch of crap, and the guy was busted, and he ended up having
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Steve.
Yes.
San Francisco taxi drivers have been told to stop using the streets around the airport as their own personal toilets.
Here's what happens, Preston.
Yeah.
They poop on the streets.
It's Tony Bennett, yeah. everybody.
Hey. I've been there. You know, I left my heart there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are leaving dookie there.
Yeah.
And it's unpleasant.
Seth Morgan, a senior transportation planner at SFO, found in a letter.
SFO, the S stands for what you think it does.
To the drivers, it said airport staff have noticed an increased rate of urination and defecation.
Yeah, those are the two biggies.
In taxi lot number 3 and nearby stairwells. This creates a highly unsanitary condition and a health hazard.
Though once you run out of steps, there's nowhere to go.
For custodians. And other staff.
Plus a log in the stairwell.
I left the log in the stairwell. Yeah.
That's my follow-up hit. It's not getting a lot of radio traction.
Regular patrols through the area are being added during both the day and overnight, including during open lot hours.
San Francisco is one of the great walking around cities.
Yes.
And now it's just a dump.
You got to watch where you step.
Yeah, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. How about this? What was supposed to be a flight to paradise turned into a smelly debacle when a problem arose with the plane's restrooms. A woman aboard an American Airlines flight to Kona, Hawaii, from Phoenix, said passengers were being asked to urinate in plastic bags and bottles.
This is as what they're over the Pacific?
Yeah. She took a video of a flight attendant asking her to go in a plastic bag.
Hey, would everyone be able to piss in these bottles? That'd be great.
The woman asked in the video, what do you mean I have to pee in a bag?
I mean you take your pee-pee out and you pee in this bag.
The flight attendant said they're overflowing. This one has like this much left, she said, and holding up just a, you know, an inch or so.
Just a pinch.
The woman who shot the video was too embarrassed to go on camera, but she said that there was an announcement during the flight telling passengers that there was a problem with the bathrooms. And she said you could see passengers looking at each other in disbelief. They also had locked two of the lavatories, as far as I can remember, so there was no access to those whatsoever. The woman said only one restroom at the front of the plane was open, but that toilet was overflowing.
Are they all...
Well, here's what happened.
Okay, please explain.
Apparently, a woman with a child had gone in and flushed a diaper down the toilet.
You idiot!
And they said that the planes took off with working bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh,
and apparently, man, this clogged up and caused an issue on the whole plumbing system on the plane.
Then maybe what they should do is look into having independent systems that where if one toilet goes down, they all don't go down, like the domino effect.
I don't know. But anyhow.
By the way, you're flying over the world's biggest toilet.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A school resource officer in Ohio has been put on unpaid leave after she used her department-issued taser to roust a student who had fallen asleep in class.
She tried to wake a kid up with a taser?
Yeah, but let me... At first glance, I thought the same thing that you guys are thinking. Number one, it's not a taser. It was a, what's the other thing?
Stun gun.
I guess
shotgun.
So. No, not she used a shotgun. What taser is what you actually shoot and has the little tendrils, the little needles that stick
exactly.
A stun gun is something you touch to somebody and just kind of zap them. So anyhow, it's not even... I'll explain. So
it's a light voltage item.
But what she did with it isn't what it seems like. A junior at Liberty Preparatory School in Smithville, Ohio, was having trouble staying awake in class after his teacher failed to wake the student. She tried summoning the interim principal for help, who was also unable to wake him. And that's when educators decided to call in the school resource officer, a part-time member of the local police named Marissa Boskoski. And when asked to wake the student, Boskoski reached into her holster, pulled out her department-issued taser, they call it, or stun gun. Witnesses said she removed the firing cartridge from the weapon and pulled the trigger, causing a sharp electric buzz that scared the student awake.
Well, that's not so bad then.
You're still not supposed to do that.
She removed the cartridge, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was when she pulled the trigger, it just made
this... She just made the noise.
Yeah.
But... If you're an officer, you're not supposed to be doing using your weapon.
No,
that
you
way.
Discharge your regular firearm.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You shoot it next to the ear so that it scares them awake.
Hello?
I mean, it's almost like the equivalent of...
Well, you know what? I guess this was a taser gun. It says no probes were deployed and the taser did not touch the student. So I guess it was a taser, but she used it in a way that it would just make noise. But parents say that they're stunned that the officer would use a weapon normally reserved for criminals to wake up a sleepy student. The chief said that Boskoski actually violated the department's policy.
Sleepy student stunned by a stun gun.
Matt Cowper, reporter, headline writer.
Back to you, Tom.
And so on use of the taser and what she did could place her job in jeopardy. So she wasn't supposed to use it in that manner. Orange County deputies arrested a man after he told two employees at Disney Resort that he was sent by Al-Qaeda to blow the place up.
Okay, and was he?
No.
Oh.
Deputies responded after two employees, greeting guests, reported the comments. They identified the suspect as Gregory Lazarchik, who was visiting from New Jersey.
I'm in from New Jersey. I've been sent by ISIS to blow the place up.
The greeters told deputies that they were asking guests about their days when he said that he was having a bad day. And he then said, Al-Qaeda sent me to blow the place up.
It was Al-Qaeda.
Lazarchik did not appear to be joking. He admitted to saying something about Al-Qaeda, but didn't remember what exactly he said. He was remorseful and apologetic. Deputies.
He sounds very funny.
Deputies searched his room and didn't find any bomb-making materials. Now, his sister said that he had suffered a head injury a few years ago and sometimes says inappropriate things. He was arrested on a charge of false report of bombing and has since posted bond. I love this. I showed you guys a video of this yesterday. A woman believed to be on crack cocaine fell through the ceiling at a Mexican restaurant in California.
And fell hard.
Yeah, she fell through a drop ceiling. Footage shows the moment. The woman comes tumbling down from a ceiling at Sabroso Mexican Grill in Garden Grove, California. According to the video poster, the woman had made her way into the eatery and went straight to the facilities. They said, we saw her sneak into the restaurant and dart off into the bathroom. She was in there for a while, and a small line was forming for the bathroom. And that's when debris was falling from an area outside of the restroom from the ceiling. And staff were telling us that we might want to move from our table because they thought someone had been climbing into the ceiling.
People overestimate the strength of a drop ceiling.
She said, I know that at the moment it was the lady that snuck up into the restroom. And in the brief clips, people watch as the woman stomps around the ceiling. Diners can be seen grabbing their food as they try to avoid the chaos. Oh, we're looking at the video right now. I love it.
Boom.
When people fall through the ceiling. Eventually, the woman comes falling down, and people in Sabroso scream in shock at the woman. A different clip shows the woman erratically walking around after trying to avoid help.
I have a burrito.
It was believed that she was under the influence of crack cocaine. First responders tried to ease the woman's worry, but she can't help but be flustered. A few moments later, and she is finally calm, and paramedics work to restrain her and see if she is injured. It's unknown what the woman's condition is.
Or why she climbed up into the ceiling.
Yeah, it might have been the crack cocaine.
Yeah.
And this is a very short story, but right. I love this. A man in India has broken the Guinness World Record for cracking walnuts with his head.
Okay.
So listen to what he did. So S. Navin Kumar was caught on video as he smashed 217 walnuts in 1 minute.
Jeez.
Using only his head. So I think the way it must work is he has them on a table. Yeah. And he just smashes his head on the table repeatedly. We're watching the video of it.
Do one thing and do it well.
Kumar reportedly broke the record.
Did you see a statement afterwards?
Kumar reportedly broke the record by 36 walnuts.
Whoa. All right.
So he went for it and did it.
You crazy man.
It's big.
This is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm really enjoying watching it.
I'm like mesmerized.
Yes. It is pretty. Yeah. He's doing it at such a speed that it's hard to stop watching. But he went for a total of a minute and did 217 walnuts in the process.
What they do with the walnuts
look
afterwards.
At this guy.
Oh, he missed
bang,
one.
Bang, 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 bang. This is how fast he's doing it. I mean, just over and over and over. They're all lined up, and it looks like they might be, like, glued to the table.
Yeah,
or
you
like
have
that,
to.
So that they don't rattle around.
When you're preparing a head-smashing walnut table, you got to glue them.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to see what his forehead looks like. All right, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're watching the video.
It has to be bleeding.
Wouldn't you think so?
Unless you toughen it up and over years have, you know, hardened
built
the skin. Yes.
Calluses.
I mean, that's my walnut cracking blister.
Wait, they might show them.
I can't really tell.
That's my walnut cracking callus right
Look
there.
Look here. It's my walnut cracking blister.
What?
It's my walnut cracking blister right here.
Where is it?
We, yeah.
I'm not married.
You're kidding.
We did an egg smashing thing at Eggs with Peg 1 year.
Eggs would be better.
Well, dude, somebody
was
bleeding.
People were bleeding.
Well, the eggshells are sharp, man. Well, but so are walnuts. Crying out loud.
Well, he was outside.
Oh, okay. That's all the difference in the world. It's the humidity, right?
It's better outside.
All right, I have nothing more.
Yeah, you can't top that.
That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.